Are you who you say you are? Just to myself.
Yeah.
You know, like when I don't want to run or walk or do this or go to the gym or work on the unsexy pieces of business, right? Planning out stuff, doing this, doing that.
Wow.
Am I who I say I am? Because I never wanted to be out of alignment with who I am authentically, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the space I'm in, I want my essence of who I am, which we know we go through changes, but the core of who I am, my morals, my things that I don't, you know, your self boundaries that you don't really shake from.
Preach.
I want those things to be the things that resonate in every aspect of my life, whether professional, whether personal, right? Whether in business, I want to ensure that you're getting the essence of me when I show up, right? You, people get different versions of you, of course, but also, you're not going to be faking the funk. If you're not doing that, just, you know, just to make it in life, because then you have to deal with that later in life. You know, you got to deal with that. Welcome back to Talk to the Water Cooler. Co-host Richard Good and Aaron Jones. We're back with part two of our lock-in season episode. The first part, which you'll be hearing prior to this episode coming out, so just use your imagination. First episode, we spoke about what lock-in season is, right? Social media term or topic in that way that people are looking at those last 3 months to really, again, lock in on whatever goals you may or may have not accomplished yet in your year. So Aaron and I are going to do a quick overview of where we are now that we have started locked in season, but also any progress we've made or any areas that we think we need to improve upon, right? So I'll ask you first, Aaron, how do you feel as we, I guess we're kind of going into, I guess, the official lock-in season, right? So October, November, December. We can look at maybe September as a planning month, even though September 1st was here, but it's moving like it's got somewhere to go. So I want to ask you, in terms of, as you look at your lock-in season, and I know you're a planner. For one, have you planned out what you want your lock-in season to look like?
Great, great question. Absolutely. I've planned out what I wanted that lock-in season last fourth quarter, we'll call it, to definitely look like. I broke it down. I just kind of want to throw out there to the people that for any projects that you may have, if it's like we're locking in for those last 3 months, break it down into months, to weeks, to days, because small wins are going to get you the big wins.
Definitely.
And so before I carry on further, I just want to say, yes, I have created that and have that planned out. Do you want me to kind of elaborate on that, or would you rather?
Floor is yours, brother.
Continue?
Floor is
okay.
Yours.
All right. Just wanted to double check. All right. So essentially, I've planned out a few key pieces. And like I said, I break it down to smaller versions. This doesn't, this wouldn't help me in this case, but I normally would tell people is, in order to be a planner, when people were thinking Valentine's in February, you have to be thinking Christmas. So, so essentially, I've broken it down into more of a daily, weekly aspect.
Okay.
What the first thing I have accomplished so far into locking in is locking in funding for the last quarter to grow in
okay.
those last 3 months.
Okay.
So I officially did that as of last week. I locked in some funding to help scale a bit, to get some tools and different pieces
yeah.
that I may need to just to market myself or market the brand a bit better.
Yes.
Next up of locking in, ironically, a lot of it has to do with kind of like mine's is having to even kind of like pay things. Like I bought this platform that people that's in the trading community would be super familiar with. It's called TradingView.
Okay.
They had a special going on. So I ended up buying the year subscription. I know these are not the actual inputs. I'll kind of get around to those, but these were super hypercritical items that were on my list of things that I need to lock in and do
yeah.
that I was able to lock in and get quickly accomplished. One of my biggest accomplishment that I am seeking for the end of this month is to learn to become a better day trader and to have at least two completed full day trading days of earning at 1,000 or more. So that's my essentially goal for the month. And for the entire lock-in season, I want to tell you that I'm focusing on the pot. I'm
mm-hmm.
focusing on bettering my craft. I've been doing more recording of just like sitting on video myself to better interpret myself.
Yeah.
Not all the time. And, you know, we're going to keep it real with the people. Not all the time. Shake my head all the time
yeah.
when you and I are on the video.
Yeah.
Essentially getting better with the pot. working more on my trades. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, parenthood doesn't come with a manual, so I'm always recalibrating, I'll call it, for lack of a better term, and locking in with those kids as well. So those are just some of the key pieces of what I'm, those are the most critical ones. I can get further, but I, you know, before I extend a 5-minute conversation, I just, you know, what about yourself?
Fine, we're not paying for minutes anymore, brother. We got unlimited phone plans, even though it's the internet, but it's all good, definitely. Want to really just rehash what you said, right? You spoke about, one, I think that a big call out, regardless of whatever your goal is to spend the money to invest in yourself. You said that, right? You spoke to that. You said, hey, you're going to buy a trade view. You're going to start creating more content, whether you release or not, get into that habit of creating the content that's going to help you better yourself, right? I'm pretty sure if you bought some items that will help that, right? And then also, I'm not a parent yet, but I would throw my hat in the ring and say, guess what? I know parenthood costs money. So that's an investment too. So, and that's an investment 4X for you, right? As a father of four in that way. Again, I'm pretty sure, you know, I know we already spoke about on the pod, your eldest has started college this year. And we, you know, we had some sound effects. We'll salute for that, but we won't be going. So we need brand deals or something because somebody got to pay for these effects.
Right.
But no, in all seriousness, right, looking at, you said a few things. One, not being afraid to invest in yourself, right? Spend that capital to get you where you need to be, right? But also breaking down your goals. You know, as a monthly goal, break it down to a weekly goal and a daily goal, right? Like you said, those small wins will kind of add up and get you to the spot you want to be in. And then you spoke about day trading. You said you want to get to a point where you're, as a day trader, you can have 1 to 2 consecutive days of making $1,000 or more.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're going to send that up right to the Most High for you, brother.
Yes.
Then you said kind of your overarching goals in general, right? Or again, the pod, your trading, parenthood, you know, your relationships, you know, all the things, right? So really looking to hone in on those things, right?
Something that was key that, I mean, it's more of a lifestyle with me, but it's always, you know, being better with your exercising as well. So I just want to kind of add that in there as well.
Fitness guy.
Yeah. Having better eating habits and definitely exercising more. I'm more in the gym lifting weights now. So I want to add that to my goal, you know, the fitness side. And what I just want to say is I just want to get better at lifting weights. Mm-hmm. I'm a good walker. I just want to put more time into lifting or, you know, doing more of a physical. So I wanted to say that.
Okay. Now, all right, so we're going to rehash these goals at the end of the podcast so we can make sure we hold each other accountable. I'll go into mine, right, as I'm going through my lock-in season. Mm-hmm. I would say I have to copy and paste what you said, the first one at least, investing in myself, right? So, you know, whether we're looking to build out the pod or build out a personal project I'm working on that I'm releasing pretty soon, being okay with spending, whether it's the financial capital, your time, right? Investing in yourself doesn't always mean, as we know, spending money. It can be signing up for a free course. It can be, you know, going to YouTube University.
Yes, indeed.
I feel like I'm calling it real talk because it's going to be a video. So you're going to see Aaron turned up. You're going to see what I'm preaching. When I talk on that real talk, brother lets me know, and I appreciate that. But to that point, in all seriousness, we have to always think doesn't always mean financial. It can be your time, which is the most valuable asset we have, right? Using your time wisely to invest into yourself or important to your community in that way. So I say for me, again, the podcast, because we know this will be a large platform to provide some real insight and information to people. That's going to be really helpful. We're excited about some things we have. I'm excited about some guests we have coming down the line, man. I'm really excited about that.
It's really good. That's our season of lock-in. I want to say that. I want you to lead though on, you know, what are some lock-in points for the pod that, you know, that
so,
we
for the pod,
hold ourselves to?
Japanese episodes. The information is no good if we keep it for ourselves, right? Or for other people we speak to, keep the information, right? We're not helping and building in the ways that we should. We're just hoarding information.
Exactly.
It's not for us. It's for everybody.
And it's too, I feel as though we have a wealth of information. Mm-hmm. We think rationally, we're logical people. We have a good understanding. And I know that we can take and regurgitate the information that we constantly learn. And just some of the experiences were definitely relatable to a lot of people. And
I
so
agree.
We just got to hone our craft. I don't want to say that I don't think we both are shy. I just think that life happens sometimes.
But, new muscle. Yeah. New muscle. We talk about the gym. We talk about all the things. The same for me. I'll use myself as an example. The same energy I can put into the gymnasium.
Absolutely.
You know, now it's not just for the physical piece, also mental health as well. Use the gym, be safe, my saving grace. But we can use that same discipline and energy towards my other creative pursuits, one of those being the podcast. So I truly believe that there's a reason everything happens when it happens. Of course, we know that. But also, one of the things we do, we make sure we hold each other accountable when it comes to not only pop, also in life, and ensuring that this is something we need to lean in and do the thing more on because it's here.
Yes, I want to state that. And I'm going to state that on record that today I almost went to go off and do something that, let's say, was more of a personal time. And I always tell myself I need to give myself more personal time, but I hold myself accountable. And like you said, we hold each other accountable. And I almost rescheduled today. And, you know, Rich, he was like, okay, whatever you need to do. And for a second, I sat back and I said, no. I'm going to delay that gratification. I'm reading a book called The Power of Discipline. And I think a part of that book probably told me, no, we're not, you know, and so I'm here today. And, you know, it's like one of those gym times, whereas I'm happy I'm here and I'm happy that I made it. Like, so just wanted to say that. And I only got one of your goals so far. Maybe, I don't know if I didn't catch it, but you know, you're
going
to invest.
We started going into the more so.
The pot itself.
Pod itself. Yeah. So outside the pod, again, for me, building out the lifestyle and wellness brand I'm building right now. Again, the idea of perfection is not a real thing, right? So done is better than perfect in many ways. So you're saying the ideas of myself because again, I can get stuck in that analysis paralysis, running things to look shiny and perfect. But no, that's not what the real work is. The real work is in the building of the thing.
Absolutely.
So, you know, hold myself more accountable building there. But what were you about to say?
I was just going to say, don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah.
I know that's easier said than done, but you just have to do it. And I want you to finish because I want to tell you about a vision that you placed into my family that's something that we may work.
Oh, man, yeah.
You continue on. You finish on. I'll tell you.
All right. So we have, again, really my first overarching goal that kind of goes into every other goal I have is that invested in myself. That means time, finances, the educational piece. Again, that second piece for me is working, again, building on my creative pursuits, whether it's the pod, whether it's the brand I'm building. You know, want to ensure I'm still doing well professionally. Want to ensure I'm embracing and rebuilding community in a real way. And that takes many forms. That's interpersonal relationships. That's networking more. That is creating content in order to give information to community in that way. So I'd say investment in myself, doing some real work behind my creative pursuits, and then building community. I'll say my three.
Okay, I got it. Invest in yourself, building out the wellness, and embracing the community.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. I hold you accountable to that really quickly because we kind of go off a bit.
Mm-hmm.
These conversations are always organic. But what you did and what you instilled into us is essentially we went from our, you know, just kind of normal walks. And a lot of times you would say, man, you need to get some more, you know, like I said, I want to build more muscle mass. I'll find myself in the gym a bit more because I feel as though I have not mastered walking, but I feel as though I'm doing pretty good over there. And I can expound on my lifting. Mm-hmm. So my wife and I, we are thinking about creating. So it's a two part. The first part that I wanted, both of them are, it's around fitness. Essentially, we want to create our own first, like a 3K walk. And and I'll say this on record because maybe someone else can take this idea because it's a great idea. So we can do a 3K walk, get all of the the clothing, the tags, everything needed, the official thing, and create one for couples or just people that would like to walk on like the weekends or have that more of a just kind of a community walk or a networking walk, we can call it. Second piece to wrap it is we also want to sponsor or create the clothing for the 3K walk.
Okay.
And we want that, you know how the athletic fitness women's wear where they wear the leggings and the kind of short crop top, I'll call it, if that's the name. And also, you know, us guys, we wear the shorts and we have that undershirt type. Mm-hmm. We want to get those. And we came up with a name. We'll call it AD Fitness. And we'll just put that logo on it.
Yeah.
And so that's something that we're brainstorming. We're looking at vendors. If you know vendors or someone with some quality, please send it. We'll talk. But I'm sorry to kind of surprise you with that live. So I just want all the listeners to know you got this live at 5 with him.
Live at five. I think that's amazing. I have to think of, you know, if y'all wanted to start your own walking club that's paired or geared towards couples or grown folk, right? We use the term very loosely, you know what I'm saying? Grown folk. And for one, what that does, and this is an opinion, even, you know, again, they have the plan to do the merchandise, but also, as we said, get the main thing, right? Building out the brands to get the interest. And then also, you know, once you build it out a little bit, you can have, you know, do the clothing piece, right? You can have that. People start wanting to be invested. Oh, I want to get that. Well, I'm in the club. I work with them every day, every 2 days or whatever. I want to get some merchandise. I want to get something that reminds me of the message and the reason why we're doing this. You know, either way, brother, I think it's a great idea. I salute y'all. Let me know if I can provide a piece of 2 cents of advice or we want to run anything by me. You know, I'm always here for that. That's amazing. But, you know, you and I have spoke about the importance of fitness, not only just physical fitness, but overall fitness with our finances, fitness with our interpersonal relationships, you know, the spiritual wellness piece. All things are important.
I would say the understanding of this piece of what this episode entitles, I know we're using more of what we'll call the social media or the trendy term lock-in, but lock-in to me sounds like self-discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies, self-development is what, you know, that's what I hear. When I hear the term lock-in, essentially, you know, I'm thinking self-development. I'm thinking it's time.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts when you hear the term lock-in?
Lock-in, you know, I think of the idea that things are getting real, right? So, you know, for me, is a term called radical acceptance, right? We've all heard it, right? Where regardless of what happens or what is happening, you must take, like, basically take it, it's on me. You know, this happened. Everything's happened. And sometimes it's better to just shoulder the things that are your fault, even if they're not your fault, right? Say, hey, this is all that's happening. And once you have that vision, like, hey, it is what it is, to the extreme, whether extreme is on, you're able to kind of plan from there versus sometimes we'll be in a space of delusion about our goals or things that we want to do. I know I can do it. We'd be human. You know, the important part is to give ourselves grace, but also hold ourselves to the promises we made to ourselves. So many times we don't. Many times, you know, the promises we break are the ones we'll break to ourselves. Nobody else knows it, right?
So
I can break something to myself. I can, I'm not going to eat all the ice cream today because this or that. Like,
that's in the goal.
It is?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I misspoke. I mean, eat the ice cream or don't eat it. Either way, you know what I'm saying? Keep the promises to yourself. That's something I'm telling myself. Again, when we're done speaking here, I'm going to go to the gym.
Yeah, the power of self-discipline.
You know, you got to because your future self deserves the things that you're doing today to set up. You know what I mean? So
In life,
free like information, but like life, but also like my brain, as you know, brother, it is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Combination.
Combination
of everything and anything. So
cause I mean you're mimicking what I'm reading. So I'm just saying that in the book it definitely said that about the ice cream, Essentially, it said that our brains is always looking for, you know, pleasure or dopamine. And essentially, it's discomfort. It releases pain. It doesn't want any pain, any discomfort. So you can easily start to tell yourself that I can have this ice cream, I won't get, et cetera. And that's you in your mind essentially not winning that battle, is for lack of a better way to explain.
You're negotiating with yourself in a way that's not helpful, right? I think we do too much self-negotiation when it comes to things that we know we need to do.
Yes. And that's what the book said. The second piece you were spot on. It kind of lost me here, but it was the second part that you said. The guy said it. The future. When he said the future, what you're doing right now, the future you is trying to, how did he say it? In a sense, like the future you is trying to do bright things. So with you, the decisions you're making today, you're kind of hampering or slowing that down or delaying that process of the future you.
Yeah.
So you're building.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's not a religious podcast by any nature, right? People are able to believe in whoever they believe in.
Yeah,
but I do believe that the ultimate creator, I'll say it that way, the ultimate creator, God, has instilled, I still believe he's instilled something special in all of us, right? And it's on us to figure out what that thing is, regardless of what it is, and develop it. That's one of our things we're meant to do here on Earth, is to develop that gift, whatever it may be. But within that, it's like, if something is for you, it's always going to be for you. But the longer you don't do what you need to do to get there, the longer it's going to take you to get that thing. Life is already yours.
Yep.
How long it's going to take you to get there is on you.
I agree with you. I want to ask you, do you think it's more than one thing? You know how people say find that gift. Do you think it's more than one gift? Or is it like, of course, I believe you think it's more than one gift. But how would you rationalize that? Is it just one gift?
I think there's one gift that maybe shines the brightest, right?
That
is a gift that you can expound or kind of trickle other things from, right? So for someone, if someone's good at communicating, right? The gift of communication, they can do multiple things. They can do music, right? Let's look at a Method Man, right? Maybe one of his gifts, maybe, is communication, right? Rapping, right?
Okay.
If you look at communication, go back to rapping, and then he's acting, you know?
Yeah.
He's speaking. He's doing this, doing that. Like, your gift, I think, kind of, it can, once you figure out what a gift is and you really work with it to create it, to build it up, you can then create subset mini gifts, maybe, or things that your main gift will allow you to do because you understand what that one gift is.
I get what you're saying. That's a fair call up. I mean, what I'm going to say on the Method Man piece is it's all in the same realm. And you're right. And I was going to try and use someone like a Deion Sanders who played baseball and football, but nonetheless, it's still, he's an athlete. So it's his athleticism. That's his gift. It's not determined by what sport. So when you, when you broke it down like that, I totally, get what you're saying. And you're absolutely right. So looking at it that way, I would say that there's that one that shine brightest, like you said, and there's those many gifts. Something
even
I
with Deion.
Go ahead. Say about Deion, because I didn't
even know. Even with Deion, right? Like an athlete, right? Now, this may be a little, you know, whatever, but like with Deion Sanders, a great athlete, a great motivator, he speaks life into people, right? I don't know what his gift would be. Would it be athleticism?
Because he's a good leader. He can communicate well. He's a good teacher. So, you know, look at that. He has many, you know.
Would it be connection? Would it be motivation? Would it be, I think it's even, people are motivated by his athletic prowess, but also motivated by his words.
See, so you're banking on what I'm saying, essentially, that people have more than one gift.
Maybe one gift shines the brightest, and maybe one gift allows you to get to the another gift. Yeah,
open the door. Yeah, yeah.
See what else? You're interested in, you mean?
Yeah. Fun fact is that when I was pretty much younger, maybe like 12, I used to always, like you said, the ultimate creator, we'll say here, or God.
Yeah,
I used to talk to God. I would be like, God, what am I good at? Because I was not too good at like football.
Mm-hmm.
I never was really good at basketball. And so I was like, God, what am I good at? And I'll never forget, though, because you'll receive your answer. I used to play the trumpet for a marching band. And I was really good at that. Like, as a natural. Yeah. But still, nonetheless, even once coming into adulthood, I not second guess myself, but I would always be like, you know, God, where, you know, what am I good at? And if you ask me, if I figured, because I was going to ask you that, if you think you found what your gift is, or you think you have a lead, or you think you on to what it is, essentially, I would say, I think I'm on to what it is, or I have a lead. And I think my, for me, it's the gift of gab.
Okay. Okay. Good communication.
Communication. Absolutely. Right. Knowing how to talk to people on every single level is a gift that I don't really take much for myself, but I'm going to take that one to the heart.
Got to. Got to.
Give that to myself. I think that's what it is.
Right. I think I would agree with you as well. I think, not a good way. I think, because again, I talk a lot. Anybody that know, professional life to interpersonal life, they'll tell you. If I like you, I'm gonna have a conversation. I'm gonna talk. But if I don't, I'm not really rapping a lot. But yeah, I think I got some of that charisma. I don't know if it's a gift for me. I would say I have some of that charisma for like my father and like my grandfather and my, you know, parents and people I came across, things like that. But I think mine would be the gift of like, I don't know, pouring into people or like just motivating people, because like regardless of what it is, I always wanted to see myself as a storyteller, but also encouraging people to know that it's all possible. Whatever the thing is possible. But within that, you got to ensure that, ask myself now as I'm building these things out, are you who you say you are? It's to myself.
Yeah.
You know, like when I don't want to run or walk or do this or go to the gym or work on the unsexy pieces of business, right? Planning out stuff, doing this, doing that.
Wow.
Am I who I say I am? Because I never want to be out of alignment with who I am authentically, right?
Mm-hmm.
With space I'm in, I want my essence of who I am, which we know we go through changes, but the core of who I am, my morals, my things that I don't, you know, your self-boundaries that you don't really shake from.
Preach.
I want those things to be the things that resonate in every aspect of my life, whether professional, whether personal, right? Whether in business, I want to ensure that you're getting the essence of me when I show up, right? People get different versions of you, of course, but also you're not going to be faking the funk. If you're not doing that, just, you know, just to make it in life, because then you have to deal with that later in life. You know, you got to deal with that. Are you this person, or are you the person that you created just to get on?
And you know, we're going to say it. It sounds like you want to say it. They say if someone tells you something and you feel like you understand it, you tell them to or regurgitate it. The best way I can say what I believe you're saying is, you know, someone kind of, we would call it selling their soul, essentially.
Yes.
And I didn't want to say it like that, but essentially, But disclaimer, you can't buy it back. Those are not for sale. Once you do that,
it's a one time.
Yeah. You know, there's no refund. There's no, hey, I made the money back. Can I come? And no, there's no barter on, you know, selling your soul. Once you complete that matter, you're
you
done.
Know, the idea of taking the stairs for me is always better than taking the elevator. Right. Because again,
I like
the idea that I don't want, if something's for me, I don't want it too quick, because if it's for me, it's going to find me while I'm doing the work. It's going to be aligned with me. You know, it's not going to be a thing that comes too quick, because anything that comes to you too quickly, you won't have for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So, like, I was listening to this kind of this business podcast, I'll call it, and they had Magic Johnson as the person that came up, and they spoke a lot about business, and he said this about businesses. He said that, you know, zoom out for 3 years at least. And so essentially he's telling you, don't even give up for 3 years, because you can be 3 feet from gold in a sense. So if even within a 3-year realm, if you're doing, you know, good, just zoom out and know, you know, go through those 3 years. And some, and just to kind of touch on what you said, in one of my first, I'll call him a mentor, one of my first kind of corporate managers, you know, he made me do things the analog way at first. And he called it, he said that I'm going to teach you the manual saw before I give you the electric saw. And I want you to know that I'm definitely thankful for that because, it, like you said, it helps you build better. It helps you know every aspect of the building you're building.
So yeah. I agree with you. Couldn't say it any better myself. I want to thank y'all for, come back to join us to talk to the water cooler. We want y'all to leave. Again, we're looking to build community here. We're not looking just to speaking to a void. We want the void to speak back. So we understand that as we're looking to build this community, we're looking to start a conversation. So again, if you want to list some of your goals and kind of how you are looking to accomplish them, somebody else in the comments may need that. You never know who's looking at you or who needs you to do the thing so they can do their thing, right? So we want to thank you all for joining us, man. And again, another episode of Talks at the Water Cooler.
I kind of wanted to drop something really quick, though. If you want to reach out to us with any updates, anything, questions, comments, definitely you can reach us via LinkedIn. You can also reach us via email. Our email is the name of our pod, talksatthewatercooler@gmail.com. So if you want to reach us, send us comments, updates, insight, would like to even possibly tell us about your journey on the pod, that is the best way to reach us. Thanks.
Thank you all for joining us. Peace.